This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV program, where we're interested in taking care of you, yourself, your family. We're all about getting the information to you and trying to make things make sense. Sometimes that's a tough job in and of itself. People say to me often, what is your job? What are you supposed to do? And I think that's an interesting question for all of us to ponder on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to know what's going on. We're supposed to sort of have an opinion about what it is that's going on based on our own feelings, perhaps some emotive stuff, maybe facts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the biggest thing we have to have is common sense. And when I think about that, and I chuckle to myself because I've, over my life, done a lot of silly things, maybe things, and I've said things on the air, even if I want to translate that to what we're doing, what we do with our lives every day on the air. Think about some of the things that I've said over the year. They were either silly, stupid, embarrassing. You know, we all, because of as much time as I've spent in my life on the air, you're going to trip up every once in a while. But in this climate, the way that things are right now, one of the things that we really need to know how to do, one of our skills, is to think before we open our mouths. The old put your brain into gear before you put your mouth in motion. So when there are a lot of people who do this for a living who don't have a lot of good experience. There's a fellow in Buffalo who hosted a morning program named Rob Lederman who got fired yesterday. Listen to this. He compared toaster settings to the tone of a black woman's skin. I think, why would you, yeah, what would make you, I mean, maybe in the old days, you know, when we were supposed to, we collectively, guys like I miss the wise guys of the air, they were supposed to say stuff like that. But, you know, you remember what went on with Imus when he talked about the nappy hair that the ladies had. So, you know, that blew up, and that was, heavens, 15 years ago. So why would anybody have any common sense compare toaster settings?
I don't understand toaster settings. And obviously, that was meant to shock, but it was a stupid choice and a dumb choice to do that. Yeah. I mean, do we need to get any further? I don't know. I'm trying to think. There are a million different colors of skin that white people have, but we tend to just say light-skinned, medium-skinned, or dark-skinned, I think. And it's kind of just, I mean, if we're trying to describe people, right, if we're trying to describe ourselves to someone we haven't met for the first time, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm cafe au lait. I mean, how weird is that? Like, what? I don't understand who describes themselves in colors that, like, crayons.
Well, see what happens. What happens now is that in these circumstances, where the advertisers are going to be approached by listeners. So a listener heard that and went to one of the main advertisers of the radio station and said, what are you going to do about it? And the advertiser said, I'm going to pull my ads. And then the radio station said, well, if you're pulling your ads, we're going to fire the guy. Will you not pull your ads if we fire the guy? And they said, well, we'll think about it. So they fired the guy. He does a lot of stand-up comedy, supposedly, in Buffalo. He's been on this radio station for 30 years, so it's not like he was new in town, and it's not like he was new to the job. And so a 30-year career.
That's something to ponder, though. Forget him being on the radio for a second. If he is a stand-up comic, you do wonder what the new wokeness will do to comedy, because it
can Dave Chappelle get away with what he used to get away with?
Correct.
Good question,
and,
right?
I mean, so much of some of the stuff that people laugh about, I think it's healthy if we're equal opportunity offenders. I think it's healthy because we all need to take ourselves less seriously and we need to laugh a little bit. And everybody's got something. But what do people laugh about now? We can't really laugh about people. I mean, I guess they're going to be reliant.
Would
on
Don Rickles make it? Do you ladies
absolutely
know?
Not. Yes,
Don, no, right?
No, yeah. He would not.
Well, Jay, do you know who Don Rickles was?
I know who he is, but I'm not familiar with the comedy you guys are talking about with him.
All right, Victoria, he was just rude and crude and made fun of everybody, no matter what their size or shape or color. Victoria, what do you think? He would make it or not?
I'm not familiar enough with his material.
John Rickles?
I don't know.
All right. So there's an interesting
I know who he is, certainly. I've seen him on things,
yeah.
And I've laughed at what he said, but
well,
I've never seen a stand-up set. But
right,
going back to your question, though, if you're going to a comedy club, and I've been to many when I lived in Manhattan, you know, that's a different setting. You know going in that you're going to hear things that, you know, you wouldn't hear in everyday life that might be offensive outside of a comedy club. So that's a different setting, and you know what you're getting into. And if you walk out because you're disgusted, then you're just a moron who doesn't know what you're getting into. But if you're listening to someone on the radio, we're not comedians, you know, and if we start comparing people's skin tone to toaster settings, that's just stupid and offensive. You know, no one's paying a ticket to hear us bash people. So I think it's a different setting, and I think everyone with common sense knows that. So he should have saved that for his comedy routine.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah, becomes one blurs or comes, you know, they sort of probably mesh one with the other.
Well, he wanted to get headlines, and he got them for the wrong reason, I think.
Right, yeah. Now he's out of a job. And with another station in town, he's not going to go somewhere else because he's part of the community. Would some other station hire him? Limbaugh was one of the few who got away with stuff like that, but he didn't really get away with it because it cost him and guys like me who had nothing to do with the Sandra Fluke comment. That cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years in advertising revenue, and him and others who were in that bigger ad league, millions of dollars, cost the business tens of millions of hundreds of millions of dollars over the years. Didn't get them fired, got them thrown off a few stations, but quickly when people protest, they put them back on again. It depends on the tolerance that you have. I mean, I've said things. We went on a station down in Mobile, Alabama, and I don't remember what I said, but whatever it was, wasn't to the liking of some of the people in the audience, so they called and complained, what is this program? Why'd you put this on? We have to, we'll do this and that to your advertisers. And that's all it takes. Back in the days when I cut my teeth on doing this in the 70s and the 80s, before I started national in late 80s, we could say anything, and the boss would stick up for us. It wouldn't make any difference. We could talk about cars that were sponsors. It didn't make any difference. And now, if you say anything, like I remember not long ago, I said something about McDonald's. And this group of stations that carried me had just put McDonald's. They'd spent a long time. The guy said, I've spent 19 months trying to get McDonald's on the air, and you ruined it in one day. Because I said something about McDonald's. I forget what I said. Oh, it was where the meat came from. It wasn't that it wasn't factual, because it was. What I said is what I know about where the meat comes from. The cows that are in line to go to McDonald's and be ground up are the worst of the worst, the dreck of the dreck. And that's why they put a lot of soy and stuff in it. So am I stupid to say that? Here, I've said it again.
And I was going to say, well, McDonald's isn't coming back anytime soon.
Well, they're not going to be on this burger anyway. Anyway, it's just an interesting overview of what the realities are and what we can say. I was thinking about Chappelle, back to him for a second, as he's starting to do his shows again, and thinking about some of the things that he said using the N-word and other things that are controversial. He's been able to get away with a lot. I actually think the guy is funny, even though he is very crude. But at some point, even I would bet he tempers what he is thinking or saying.
Interesting, we're a company or a country that touts freedom of speech, huh?
I know. Yeah, you're right. Not anymore. In a moment, North Korea and what's going on over there. The White House says, look out below. Let's see what we're looking out for. That'll be right after these words.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications. And it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV8. All right, let's get to what's going on in the Suez Canal, not like the Erie Canal. How many people learned the story of the Erie Canal when you were in school? The barges on the Erie Canal.
Yeah.
Remember those? Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. No, I right. You know, when you start talking about canals and scrap metal, I tune out.
Right.
I don't understand. It's just it's like, it's not okay, quite the salacious, sexy topics. You
know? There's a big pile of scrap metal. This may become scrap metal, stuck in the Suez Canal. What's the story, Jennifer?
Yeah, there's a cargo container ship that is considered one of the largest in the world. No kidding. That was turned sideways and blocked all traffic in the Suez Canal. It's in all seriousness, situation is threatening to disrupt a global shipping system that's already strained because of the pandemic. The Suez Canal carries trade between Asia and Europe, and the ship got grounded on Tuesday. Evergreen Marine Corps, which is a Taiwan-based shipping company that operates the ship, said in a statement that Evergreen had been overcome by strong winds, like Joe Biden going up the stairs to Air Force One, as it entered the Suez Canal from the Red Sea. And they said the ship is just stuck. It didn't lose any of their containers, but they're blaming the wind to wedge them in. And I was looking at this, and then I kind of thought back to an experience I had this week, people getting gas at Costco. And if you are going, I know there are a lot of people who like to get gas at Costco because it's cheaper, but you're always going to have a gas line. It's like Jimmy Carter was president all over again, right? You've got a gas line, and then they've got the electronic sign that tells you which pump is open. If you are not certified in parallel parking, do not go to Costco. I spent about 15 minutes watching this person drive a gigantic truck and try to parallel into a gas pump. And I laughed. I said, this is probably what happened at the Suez Canal. He was probably trying to get gas at Costco, and he couldn't maneuver his big car into this little tiny gas pump spot. But if you're not certified, please don't go to those big box stores for gas. I mean, get in and get out. This is just too much.
Well, the thing about this, I don't know if you guys saw the satellite imaging. This ship is literally a quarter of a mile. No, of the Suez Canal. It's a quarter of a mile long. It's essentially, if you take the entire Empire State Building and turn it on its side, that's what's stuck
it's
there
huge.
Right now. It could take weeks to get it out.
There's a lot of those ships around. Well, they've had problems or not with them before.
What's interesting is to see all the Egyptians run towards it with butter to try to...
clever. North Korea has fired a short-range missile. I say a couple of them, I think, don't you? This is Kim Jong-un at his best threatening us.
It's the sister, isn't it?
Well, we don't know. We don't know if Kim Jong-un is there. The sister is very sketchy still. But North Korea for sure launched two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Thursday. They are testing out the Biden administration to be sure they're scaring the heck out of Japan.
Did they have Joe Biden's picture on the side of the missile?
I don't think so. But this is one of those things that it shouldn't be a head-scratcher either. Of course they're going to test out an administration. They've done it every time for the last three administrations. Yeah. What's the foreign policy going to be? We don't really know. Japan is starting their Olympic torch relay, so they're a little bit nervous about the fact that they chose it as the day to launch the missiles.
Lovely. 21 after the hour.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner with Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug focusing on your input here and what's trending. The snowboarding lady who died in the avalanche. Where was this, Jay? Where did this take place?
This was in Uri. Police in the Swiss canton of Uri, they offered the limited details. They had reports of an avalanche in the, I don't know how to even say this word, Stenatler area.
What country is this?
Sweden.
Okay.
It's in Sweden?
Yeah, so a group of 4 free riders, one of them was the French Olympian. They were on their descent, and suddenly a slab came loose. And the reasons that slab came loose are still unexplained.
Oof, yeah. All right, yesterday, and there has been all week long since the incident, and there's another one. Some guy went into a store in Atlanta yesterday or the day before. We've got another. The gun problem in Atlanta seems to be at its apex here. So people, once again, talking about gun control, and the reaction is more basically no more new laws. Let's make sure that the ones in place are enforced. Is that about it, Jay?
Yeah. I mean, about 95% of people are against any kind of gun reform. 5% of people are for it. But the big conversation about it is there are rules in place. There's not enough focus on it. Not enough are really doing anything. We focus on what's already in place. And
so why do you think that is?
Go.
We probably should ask that. Why do you think the gun laws that are in place now are not being enforced?
Because there's no personal responsibility. There was a story that came out the other day about how this shooter in Boulder's sister-in-law was sitting there watching him play with an AR-15, and she thought to herself, wow, that's really not a good idea. His personality and his paranoia with that gun. There are red flag laws in Colorado. Now, I don't agree with red flag laws, but they are on the books. Where's the family's personal responsibility saying, this guy right here should not have a gun? And they don't do it. And we fail. Mm-hmm. Just as much as the laws fail, we fail when we just think, when we ignore things because we don't want to deal with messy situations.
Well, exactly. Well, again, in Colorado, how do we hold loved ones accountable when there is a murderer with mental illness? Also, reverting back to the snowboarder, I meant Switzerland. I said Sweden. Totally meant Switzerland. Have to correct that.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to correct that. But yeah, no, with mental illness, when you can't hold the murderer accountable, I mean, the loved ones, they know who they're dealing with. They know the situations that may arise. There needs to be something done. There needs to be something said where it's like, not a conservatorship, but you know this person should not be left to their own devices.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of personal responsibility. How many times have we heard, oh, the neighbors really knew that something was up, or right. Mom knew something was up, or, I mean, this is the, I don't believe that we have a race problem. At this point, I don't know if it's extreme Islam problems. I mean, people who are racist and who have sex addictions and who are extreme Islamists don't always pick up a gun and walk in and start shooting. So what clicks for people? It's the mental illness that's there that feeds off of whatever it is that they hate about something. And so if you have family around those people who can see this and who can start trying to reach out, and we empower people to say something, I think right now nobody wants to say, we want to let everybody live, but we have to start taking responsibility for our own, because the police and the FBI cannot be expected to monitor all of it.
How do you get people to do that, Jennifer? How do you get people to do that?
By having the conversation, saying, if you see something, you need to say something. Mm-hmm. I mean, how often do we say that? And do people pay attention? Nope. They just go back to their lives again.
Well, and this might be a bad analogy, but think of like high school students who have a party and there's drinking involved and a kid drives and then gets killed in a drunk driving accident. That teenager is not liable. It's their parents who get in trouble, even if their parents weren't even there.
Well, parenting has taken on a whole new face. Being a responsible parent,
we have a man problem right now.
Meaning, yeah, we have
a young
problem,
men problem.
With parenting and parents staying together, divorces, all that stuff. Big problem. And again, how are we dealing?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
I've asked her, the VP, today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border.
Earlier this week, Vice President Harris was asked if she was going to visit the border.
Not today.
But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The people of Boulder, Colorado honored Officer Eric Talley and the shooting victims on Wednesday. As President Biden pushed for tighter gun control measures, Eric Talley's father, Homer, said, "My son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Democrat-controlled House passed legislation Wednesday to expand voter participation that had zero Republican support. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's about racist America.
We're going to hear that this bill, GASP, Register Americans to Vote, is a Democratic power grab. We're going to hear that it's a federal takeover of our elections. Opponents of voting rights throughout history have always said, leave it to the states. Just leave it to the states to discriminate against African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, younger Americans in college.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox says this is about the Democrats' thirst for power.
They want to provide taxpayer funding of elections. They want your tax dollars to go to fund candidates who you oppose, sometimes in the strongest possible terms. They want to mandate the kind of reckless and untested and risky practices that so many states used last year, like mandatory ballot harvesting, where one person can go door to door and pick up thousands of ballots, a practice that is so risky, Shannon, that an entire congressional election was invalidated just 2 years ago, election that Republicans won, by the way. These are the kind of radical proposals that Democrats are hoping to leverage a slender majority and then entrench themselves in power forever. The American people oppose this bill, and we will not let it pass in the United States Senate.
I'm Lance Pry, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I like to start each half hour with something pithy. You know, some food for thought, thinking about where we are. We were talking off the air about how stuck we feel this week. There's something about the energy, right? Jennifer, you were talking about that. Victoria is recovering from her operation. Jay's got the weather to deal with. And I just have felt like the world was collapsing. If you feel like that, you're not alone. There are a lot of people who are looking for serious diversions this week from reality. Is it just this week? No, it's probably the last year has been so depressing. So if you're feeling, the only reason I'm saying this is if you're feeling like this, you're not alone. It'll all get better. It really will. But, you know, and if you have these feelings, don't keep them to yourself. Share them with people, because I'm sure you'll find people in your circle, in your world, who are going through the same thing. And people, what is it, the old expression, misery loves company? So, you know, help yourself. You can share that stuff with us if you want.
No, but I think it's important to know that everybody goes through stuff because, you know, when you're alone because of the pandemic, maybe you're not seeing as many people and all you see are the wonderful lives that people are living on social media.
Yeah.
It's not always indicative of what real life is about, you know, filled with those great moments, the ups and downs.
We're talking about the freighter that's stuck on the Suez Canal. And what that's going to do to the cost of gasoline and lots of things because of how important the Suez Canal is to world trade traffic. The fact that we have had an insatiable demand for gasoline and how much it went into the tank, if you'll pardon the pun, during the pandemic, the International Energy Agency says the demand for gasoline will probably not ever recover. So because of that, the price has certainly cratered last year, but now as people get out and about, you're seeing the price of gasoline go up. And we all blamed it at first on Biden and the shutting down of the line. And, you know, there's a lot of suits with regard to that on both sides. You got to open up the oil pipeline and got to close it down and all that stuff. I'm beginning to think that that is not really the cause. I'm beginning to think...
You and I got into a fight on the air about that because I said it wasn't the cause. And you were like,
well,
Victoria is totally the cause. Yeah.
Well, you see,
are you doing a retraction, Doug?
Sounds like it.
I love it. Want to do that again? Is that really what I sound like? Try that
yes.
again.
That
really,
day, no, you did. That's why it sticks
hear.
In my head.
Here, what
no,
did
I say? I think once was enough, but that is because that's twice that I had to hear it in my head. Yes.
Mm. Well, listen, I have that fatherly influence on all of you.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the oil demand situation, even though it's rising because people want to drive more now that we're out of the situation, most people don't realize how low. I had a friend who was in the oil gas business, and he almost went broke last year. And the guy was worth $140-150 million. That's how bad it got. And so now the level of usage not going up, but the price is going up. So the profit motive for opening up oil and gas pipelines and old oil, you know, there are a lot of oil wells around that aren't being used. Same with gas, because the gas comes out of the oil line. That's what happens with it. There are a lot of people pushing for low carbon alternatives, and that's, you know, you see Elon Musk here, there, and everywhere talking about some of that is specious, actually, because what we, at the moment, what we are faced with is a problem that comes about as a result of not understanding electric cars are not the end all and be all, because we still have to have power that's generated in the traditional way to create the electricity. But anyway, the bottom line here is, in the expectation department, the demand, according to this International Energy Agency report, will never return to where it was before, period, end of story. So as long as this is the case and there aren't enough electric vehicles or there aren't enough alternative means to power your car, and because people, not only in America but around the world, they like to drive, they like to travel, they like to go places. Because of that, the price of gasoline is probably going to surge in a way that it hasn't surged for a long time this summer. Just be expect. If you're going out, if you're going to rent an RV, you're going to travel, however you're going to travel, expect the price of gasoline to be crazy by the time we get to the 4th of July. That's just
But in the short term, though, going back to the Suez Canal, though, in the short term, because they say that it could take weeks for them to get that...
Get it unplugged.
To get it unplugged, essentially, 10% of the world's oil supply goes through the Suez Canal. So you might see a difference at the pump in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Then
right.
it'll probably go back down again, and then the summer surge will happen. When people are
from
driving.
Memorial Day. It's kind of Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So I mentioned Elon Musk. I thought it was interesting. I noted yesterday that Elon Musk went public with a conversation that he'd had with an Air Force general. Apparently, they were on a symposium or somehow together on a panel, and they were discussing the future of warfare. And because Elon Musk is big into, okay, how are we going to power all of this stuff that's going to be in the future? He looked at the general and he said, fighter jets are done. We shouldn't be making any more fighter jets. Their era of applicability is over. They were discussing the F-35, which Musk told this Air Force general would have no chance whatsoever against drone fighter planes that are being developed today by the Chinese and by the Koreans, and I mean, they're using Chinese technology. And I believe that if truth were to be told, Elon Musk is probably working on something like this, battery-powered drones that can be used for weapons. I mean, mm-hmm. You kid yourself. You don't think when these things first came out, if you didn't think they were going to be used for weaponry, you're kidding yourself. And Musk could be on the front line of that. And if you think the Chinese aren't doing, this is the thing that I have been bothered by, and I've said this on the air a dozen times or more, kind of like what Victoria said. Well, one of the things that I've consistently said, especially in the last 3 or 4 months, is if you're a public employee and you don't know where your retirement funds are being invested, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because more often than not, and there are at least 12 states that fit into this that I can identify, but I'm going to guess that all these, they all have organizations. They all discuss with each other what they're investing in. And the amount of money that is invested in the Chinese military machine by CalPERS, the Oregon, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, you name the state pension fund, they're all in the investment world of helping the Chinese build up their military. And what the hell do you think is going to be the outcome of that? I mean, it's almost the fact, again, here we are in an era where nobody seems to pay attention to anything else, the details. You just want to make money. Okay, well, you're going to make money and help destroy our country. Feel good about that. Congratulations, those of you who have money in these state pension.
Yeah, but you know what, though? To play devil's advocate, if you tell someone your retirement is going to be less and you're going to maybe not be able to retire as comfortably as you would have had you invested in these international stock portfolios, but your conscience will be clearer. Who's going to take that sale?
Well, but what does that say about the status of us and how selfish we are?
But there's a way to make
greedy
money.
We are.
In American interest. There's a way to make money in American interest. You just have to be smart enough to find it.
Exactly. And there's plenty of places around you can that do very, very well, thank you very much. And one of them is Elon Musk Tesla, which the stock price up 500% over what it was last year. Congratulations to those of you.
I see so many Teslas on the road where we live in New Jersey. New Jersey has a really big tax incentive for buying an electric vehicle. And Teslas are everywhere. Like, I have been to the point where I've been stopped at a light and I've had 3 Teslas around me.
Really? That many?
Oh, it's unbelievable how many there are here.
Wow. Amazing. I didn't know there were that many, but it's, they're around. That's
like,
for
I thought
sure.
I was in the middle of, like, a parade of Teslas. Like, I was looking around. I'm like, oh, there must be, like, a car show or something.
There I am, driving my Chevy. But your Chevy has a component, isn't it? Sort of a hybrid? Isn't that car you'd rather hybrid?
We have a Chevy Equinox. It's a 2020. It's not a hybrid. It's very efficient on gas, and it has an auto stop feature, so it will not allow you to idle. So it has a lot of stuff like that. It's pretty, high tech for a Chevy, but we love it, so it's fine.
Who is it that suggested you get a new car? Gee, I wonder where that came from, that idea.
I have given you credit for that. I have.
Right. There you go. All right, the situation with schools and what's going to be open and what isn't is next in our focus here on the DJV program. Remind you about a couple of our great, and really, these downloads are becoming better all the time. The download currently for DJV show is a focus on what you can and can't do when you're fully vaccinated. A lot of stuff on summer vacation destinations. Check that out. And every day, there's a lot of pithy things that have come as a result of our conversations on the air. DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Same thing can be true with Dr. Ken, who is one of the great minds on this program. I love talking to him. He's going to be with us in a few minutes, as a matter of fact, with the questions that have been asked of him in the last week or so. But his podcast at DJVHealthShow.com. Most recent one is a focus on mental health through the pandemic and the whole thing I was just talking about depression and that sort of thing. How many people are getting vaccinated now? The numbers are way up, and why? We also talk about the dry eye problems that people have. So you get all of that. How to fix dry eye, that's part of the conversation. Have it with yourself by listening to the DJV download or the DJV Health Show download, either of those two things, at djvshow.com, djvhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As work, school, and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats, such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises, or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Godridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And at Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to imarsis.com.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back, that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, so I see the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, says that he expects 100% of schools to be open for in-person learning just in time for vacation. No, I guess this isn't until the fall.
He says
right?
The fall, yeah.
It isn't the fall.
He said he actually, his statement, he was on the Today Show, and he said that in the fall it'll be 100%, but right now he's focusing on getting everybody back in school before the end of this year. So that's the bigger priority. He said they're going to have some creative summer learning opportunities and you know, summer school and things like that, after school programs to catch up.
The unions that are just shutting this down, though, and they're saying that they're now, you know, it was all about following the science, and now that science says 3 feet apart, they're questioning the CDC's guidance. So it's do we follow the science or not?
As of right now, three quarters, because we always talk about this and we never really throw a stat out, but three quarters of public schools across the country are open. Full-time. In person.
Yes.
So it's only in a few, like California and, you know.
Because you know what they're going to do in California when they open in April? They're going to send the kids back to school. If they want to go, there'll be one teacher, a homeroom teacher, and then they're going to Zoom in all their other classes.
Well,
so they're going to essentially be doing Zoom learning in school, which is ridiculous.
And they're doing, there are a lot of teachers, around here, teachers who don't feel comfortable, the school departments in some communities say, okay, well, if you don't feel comfortable, we'll bring all the kids into class and you can do your lessons on Zoom. Huh?
Weird. Yeah.
What in the name of God is going on here? All right, there it is. More info for you to chew on in that head of yours. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Madura, Florida. Let's talk about things other than, let's get some questions in here that have come from people about your specialty, heart problems. So question number one has to do with the problem in young adults. Does it increase cognitive decline later in life? In other words, does your brain not work as well if you have heart problems when you're younger?
Well, this is interesting, and you can't start preventing all this too soon. And there's a number of studies this week that address and affect the answer to what you're asking. But basically, adults in their 20s and 30s with high blood pressure, obesity, and elevated blood sugar, Doug, experience actually a threefold higher rate of cognitive decline. That's the ability to think and remember later in life compared to those who have good health with these issues. And this was published this week in the journal Neurology. The other important thing is the American group that recommends preventive testing, and these recommendations are transformed into health insurance approvals. So this is a very important committee. When they approve something, the health insurers are then required to pay for it. They lowered this week the recommendation of when we should start screening for diabetes. So what has been the current approved policy are people in their 40s who are overweight, BMI greater than 25, or obese, people with a BMI above 30. should get screened at age 40. The recommendation this week is to now go to age 35. So if you're overweight and it's or obese, that's two-thirds of American BMI greater than 25 for obese, for overweight greater than 30 for obesity. These two groups, you should start screening at age 35, not 40, for diabetes. And if you have either diabetes or pre-diabetes, it's time to lose weight, get on the diet that you need. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. And even pre-diabetes, this in-between period, this gray area where your fasting blood sugar is over 100 but less than 125, this is a warning to get on the right diet, get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, to get yourself out of this pre-diabetic area so that you don't evolve into full diabetes. No one wants the complications if you can prevent them of diabetes. It will change the rest of your life.
All right, next up, is it likely that if you are leading a heart healthy life, that you won't have heart disease? Cancer is part of the study, I think.
Well,
I mean, this seems like common sense.
Well, the great news, and this is from the American Cancer Society this week, looking at a huge amount of patients, huge amount of population, long period of time. The things that I harp about for preventing heart disease and stroke, the good news is it also prevents cancers. So eating a heart-healthy diet, getting down to ideal body weight, watching your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, getting enough sleep, getting exercise once the doctor says it's okay, limiting alcohol, limiting mental stress, all of these things will definitely keep you on planet Earth longer because we're reducing the risk of the number one killer heart attack, the number one disabler stroke. But also the added news bonus this week is it'll also help prevent cancer. So you get a lot for living a heart-healthy lifestyle. And also, all these things seem to lower your risk of getting COVID-19. Also, I'll add that as an aside from we know from other studies.
All right. Severe COVID-19. As a cardiologist, are you frustrated by the study that suggests that the number of people getting heart surgery, heart care, down by half because of the pandemic?
Well, it's very frustrating, and we're going to see, you know, starting this fall, the beginning of the roaring 20s in many ways, where people, you know, are going to travel, make up for lost time, but the whole healthcare group of us are going to be catching up because, unfortunately, and I urge people to rethink this, people are putting off their heart circulation prevention, their cancer prevention, because they're concerned about getting COVID-19. But you got to start getting immunized and getting your prevention caught up, because these things don't wait and they'll come back to bite us. And just rethink this and get yourself caught up.
All right, that's the story from Dr. Ken. Get the latest on many different things that he's focused on by going to the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen here on DJV Health.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.